We continue with Southwest Kansas Focus on this Sunday morning. I'm Tim Bolware, and now if you are a veteran or if you know someone who is a veteran, and this is a very important symposium that's going to be put on in Garden City for the first time. Phil Babcock, who is the program coordinator, will join us here in just a second. And this symposium will be November 16th. It's on post-traumatic stress disorder. And they'll have that at the American Legion, 405 South Main Street in Garden City. And if you want to give Phil a call, it's 620-937-0236. But he's going to talk a little bit more about what this symposium is designed to do. Phil Babcock on Southwest Kansas Focus.
Well, we had a young man commit suicide not long ago. He had PTSD, served the Marine Corps, several tours overseas. And upon his death, it was realized very quickly by me and several others that a lot of people just didn't understand the PTSD. Because right now, currently, it's an average of 22 veterans a day, both male and female, are committing suicide because of PTSD. That's not to say everybody that has it is going to commit suicide. So don't sure. misunderstand that.
I know this is a very important issue, and Phil, I know you're not a doctor, but if you could tell us a little bit about, in your experiences, having served yourself, about some of the warning signs that you've seen in some of the people that you serve with about PTSD.
The main thing you can look at roughly right off the bat is excessively drinking alcohol and probably going more into drugs, things of this sort. They're just trying to, anything you can find to escape from what they've experienced.
It has to be interesting since this is the first ever post-traumatic stress disorder forum. What kind of response have you received from veterans and those that care about veterans, so they may have them in family or friends, about this particular forum?
I've had a lot of personal phone calls from all over the Southwest Kansas saying, you're really doing this? About time. VA is very much going to be involved in this program, and they normally don't come this far out Western Kansas. This is when other staff was trying to bring the VA into Western Kansas.
Our guest today is Phil Babcock. He's the program coordinator for the first ever Southwest Kansas Symposium for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. It's Saturday, November 16th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon for the American Legion in Garden City at 405 South Main Street. And what is the objective for this? What's your goal when the day is done?
Education on post-traumatic stress disorder is very important. So many people just, they hear about it, but they don't know nothing about it. And like you said before, the members of the family, spouse, parents, children, friends, people they work with, they should fully be aware of just what this person is actually going through, because this would help them understand each other very well.
Once again, that's the first time it's ever been in southwestern Kansas. It is the Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Symposium. It'll be at the American Legion in Garden City, 405 South Main Street. Phil Babcock is the program coordinator, and he can be reached at, if you need more details, 620-937-0236. And don't forget, after the symposium, they'll have a number of other things going on, some fundraising events. They'll have some fun activities as well. They're going to make it a great weekend to raise money for a worthy cause and to also inform people about post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm Tim Bolware here on Southwest Kansas Focus.